waiting. Hi. Nada. What?
I don't know. It's a thing that it's taken over the talk.
The tickety talk?
Yeah, but I hear it a lot in animes. Ara, ara. But I don't know. I'm not really sure what it means either. For all I know, it's like, fuck me, like, remember good. Because it's like a lot of people saying it sexy. You know what?
Now I gotta, it's too early for this. It's.
I mean, it's 11 o'clock in the morning.
It's too early still. Look, I still have 5 sips.
Girl, 2 sips. I literally have taken a 1. Hold on, because now I got to find out. Oh, I also saw on the TikTok this fucking game night table. It's a digital cable, table that comes with like a million board games already pre-installed.
Like chess and checkers or?
I'm talking like.
Yes.
If we could just name this episode Slurp. Exclamation. So here it is. Hada, hada. What does it mean? Oh, it just means like, oh my, or oh no, or I'm coining it. I know somebody else coined it, but I'm double coin it.
Before we like completely get off track here.
Oh, are we not? Are we not?
I need to do our intro.
Right. The track.
The track?
The track that is Wham.
Yes.
Hit it. You got lights.
Oh my God. If you're new here, my name is Man. She's Joe. Oh my God. We are your two wicked awkward massholes that get together every Wednesday and talk about pop culture things like movies, TV, books, and music. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at WAM617 and leave a rating and review wherever you can.
Don't forget about our Spotify list.
Which I was thinking about. I will add songs. I'm like, I'm going to add my go-to songs to listen to in the car soon.
Eventually. Also, if you are a avid reader, Amanda has a Goodreads. You have a Goodreads?
I do.
I don't know how updated it is, but it's there.
And we're separately on the Tiki Talk. Because we were just talking about it.
Yes. So Amanda got on, you guys.
Yo.
She came.
Yo.
I fucking bombed her fucking messages with so many tickety talks. It's not even funny. Tell me. How are you enjoying life as a talker? Because let me tell you something. I've not posted shit, but Amanda here, 2 posts.
Yay.
2 fucking posts.
One of them was a sound.
Ass bitch.
Shut. I see. I was trying. I was like, maybe.
That's just
maybe.
Another thing.
I know. For us I don't want to do. Get into that. You know?
And I feel I feel like the soundbite's okay, but I feel like
it's
for
more
the
visual.
Podcast, it's a visual thing. And it's
and
just
we don't,
like.
Well, you look fine, but I don't look pretty.
I half brushed my teeth. It was a half ass job. You know that scene from The Grinch who's got the bugs in his teeth?
Yeah.
Like, I still feel like that. I brushed, but it was just like.
Well, I feel like it's all for naught because then we drink coffee after.
But I didn't want to like have you keel over with my stank ass sleepy breath either.
I'm not sticking my nose in your face.
I'm close enough. Like some breath travels, and I don't know if I have that kind of
you
breath.
You don't.
Oh, well, that's nice to know because I've always been concerned about that.
And neither of us have showered.
No. Listen,
we're millennials. We're 30.
Welcome to the Dirty Girl Show. Not in the dirty sense that you think it is. We're just nasty bitches.
We're like, what's the kid's name from Pigpen from Peanuts? Snoopy and Charlie Brown with a cloud of dirt around him.
Yeah, something like that.
That's just gross.
Not so dirty.
No.
Oh my God, guys, we're kidding, please.
Yeah.
Except about the showering.
Yeah. I did a wipe bath.
You did? What do they call it? I mean, I know in Spanish it's un baño gato, which is like a cat bath.
Like a sponge bath?
Like a cat bath.
Like a.
Yeah, like you probably just took a baby wipe and just shoved it under your pits and your privates and walked
That's
out.
That's exactly what I did.
Oh, well, here we are.
I was running late. I didn't have time.
I was, again, on the TikTok.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And Dr. Mike came up, and he's like, some guy went out there and he's like, oh, I don't shower every day. Oh, God, it's a celebrity, too. And I forgot which celebrity it was. But he was like, yeah, you're not really technically supposed to shower every day.
Excuse me?
Yeah. So he said that if
I get the hair, but.
So he said that if you're like going to the gym every day and sweating your ass off, or you have a physically demanding job, then obviously shower every day. But if you have like an office job, or you're like just laying around in your house on your day off and you haven't really done anything, like it's okay to go without a shower because you're stripping your body of its natural oils. And if all of you out there know, women love to shower in hell.
I don't.
And oh, I need a scorching.
You know, you and your fucking cousin.
Yeah.
You walk in after she takes a shower, and her kids, because she passed it down. It's like walking into a sauna.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sweating just to pee.
Yeah. And it strips your body of its natural oils, which is why I've been letting my hair like get dirty. Because usually I wash it every day, which is not good. Mm. But I've gone like 2 days without washing it. It's driving me nuts. But I'm trying to get my balance back. And I'm not using this as an excuse to like not shower. I'm going to shower. I'm just saying. Oh, fuck.
You don't wash the hair.
Well, I'm just saying, it's okay if you don't shower every day.
Yeah, I got done. You. I
like,
got
yesterday,
you.
I did nothing.
Unless you have bad BO and then you need to shower.
I did nothing yesterday. Nothing. Good. I just sat here, did nothing.
Good.
I slept all day.
Good. You need it. So back to TikTok. Do I like it? I hate that it sucks my time. Because I'll be like, yo,
get lost.
I'll read and then I'll go on. And it used to be Instagram and Facebook watch videos.
Mm-hmm.
And
Facebook don't do it for me no more.
I'm like, you know what? It's 9:30. I'll just watch, you know, go through like my following on TikTok, whatever. 12:30, 1:00 a.m. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, have you not? You don't go through your For You page?
I do, but
that's where I get stuck.
Yeah. And then I'm like, send to Joe. And then Joe sends me fucking 20 messages.
Yes, but aren't they? Yeah, you, the first thing you were like, so many. And I was just like, dude, embrace it because this is what it is. It's just us sending each other messages. And listen, heart it or don't, that's okay. Just know that I sent it for your enjoyment.
So other than the usuals like Selena Spooky Boo and Brody, what's his face? He's my new favorite. But there's a couple that I really enjoy, one of whom is No One Cares Anthony, and he's a Bostonian. He's got that thick accent, and he just does a lot of, like, funny-ass posts, and, like, he'll go on Craigslist and find, like, really cringy ones.
Okay.
And I'm like, yo, people put this shit on there?
Yeah, they do.
Like, misconnections?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, my God. And he'll do it, like, by state, and I'm like, yo, this is, like, hilarious and depressing at the same time.
That's so great in the world of TikTok.
But there's a lot of good, funny people out there.
I love the creativeness that comes out of there. People just posting all of their creative shit, whether it's music, art, crafts.
Special effects makeup.
Yes. There's indie writers all over that fucking bitch. And let me tell you, some of the good books that I've read have come from... Den of Vipers came from there. I hate to admit it, but it did.
You know what, though? Because I do a lot, I follow like the hashtag book talk.
Yeah.
And one of the ladies that I do follow from Instagram is Spookish Mommy. And she does, like, she always shares, like, her horror. She has a nice book collection, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And it's basically all horror. So she'll recommend, like, here's, like, my top 5 ghost reads. Or these are the books that I found so disturbing. It, like, sat with me for days.
I think that's where this one came from.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So I like to see that because I see different things that way.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's
oh.
It's a new way to get in debt.
Shut up. I know.
Speaking
of in debt, where did we go this weekend?
I'd like to preface this by saying that we left this particular event knowing that it costs more than it was actually worth. I don't know why this year was so different. I think it's just because... So, Fan Expo is the event that is being spoken of. So, we went...
Also known as the Boston Comic Con.
Which is really not... It shouldn't be called that because it's not. I don't know if it's because we got there early. I don't know if it's because it wowed us so hard the first time that this time around. It was just like, maybe
familiar.
We should have never done that. Yeah. Maybe we should have waited a few years.
Yeah.
But, the celebrities that were there were just too good to pass up, so we went. We were there a total of maybe 2.5 hours.
Maybe, yeah. Okay. You know what, though? By that time, my legs hurt. My feet hurt. We're old now.
Yeah.
I wanted to sit. I wanted to sleep.
Floor,
yeah. So. But so the celebs we saw.
Oh, my God.
James Marsters
was the first one we laid eyes on, also known as Spike.
From Buffy.
Chandler Riggs was there.
Who didn't even look like himself.
No, he looked like a young old man. I keep saying, he looked like a teenage boy, a young teenage boy, dressed as an old man for Halloween.
Sure.
I think it's the hair,
because
it's
short.
Comb over and the fucking shirt, the polo shirt. Like, dude,
we were also far away, so maybe...
I'm sure that he would have looked exactly the same. His eyes might have been a little bluer. Working on the line. Who else was on that side?
Katie Cassidy?
Oh, yeah, but I don't really care.
She was an arrow.
She was also in Supernatural.
Yes,
she was
I remember. And then we had Brendan Mustard. Jesus Christ.
Is that the dude with the Who door?
No.
Doctor Who door? Who was that?
Who door?
The doctor's door. The
Doctor Who?
Yeah, that's what I said. Doctor Who. Did you think I was asking, Doc?
Shut up. My brain's not awake yet.
This reminds me of that episode where Joey goes to... Keith,
what?
Witch's tit. Oh. And Keith goes, breast.
Wow.
Did you not see that?
No, I did. You need to stop. She's crying now. And I hate my mouth. It doesn't connect to my brain.
The Doctor Who door. From the phone.
Yeah,
booth.
But that was just from to get signatures.
Oh, somebody brought that?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, that's commit.
I know.
I will say...
Honestly, I got confused because you were saying Hodor, and I was like, are you trying to say Hodor from Game of Thrones? I was like, he wasn't a doctor.
No. I'd be worried if he was.
Woo!
Oh, man, no.
What's wrong with you, Hodor?
Jon Snow was there, though. Not the actor, just the cosplayer. That was pretty nice to see.
But, yeah, Brendan Fraser, and
oh my God.
His line was the longest.
So the only other person there that had a line that big was Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman. And literally, I feel like there was a competition going on there.
Yeah.
And only I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice to see Brendan's. So you were not aware that he...
is part of the Me Too movement?
Yeah.
I feel like I may have known it, but then I forgot.
I feel like when we talked about our, like, mummy episode and we went on and on about Brendan... Fuck me.
You're right.
We never mentioned that. Like, I remember...
I think you told me, though.
I knew outside of the episode. I don't know why in the episode I didn't say, like, oh, he's no longer acting because... He was sexually assaulted. And I knew that, but I went with, like, oh, he just stopped acting because, I don't know, maybe he got old or, like, his movies weren't doing so well.
Mm.
And I remember telling Javi, like, no, he got sexually assaulted. And I was like, wait a second, I didn't even mention that in the fucking episode. And that's, mm-mm. like, the reason why it's such a huge deal that he's making a comeback is because of that. Because he's finally, like, he feels strong enough to come back and... and
see,
work.
I feel like maybe the article was wrong. I remember reading an article that was like, the dude just didn't age well.
Yeah,
but
I think
it was
that too.
Yeah.
No, it was like some director like legit went up to him and like groped him. And he just like...
he's like, okay, I'm done.
He just didn't even know what the fuck to do with himself.
I don't blame him.
I feel so bad.
I know, he's a big boy. Not that that's bad, but it was just we all have that image of Brendan Fraser in our heads, you know?
Yeah. Yo, but he was like...
that poor man. But honestly, I was happy to see such a big-ass line for him.
Oh, and that's part of the reason.
Yeah.
Is because of that.
Whew.
So I'm sure a lot of people in that line were connecting with him.
Yeah.
He probably cried a lot. On the other side were my babies.
Whose babies?
My babies.
Your SOA babies?
Yes, my Ron Perlman.
Ron Hurst.
Oh, God, Ryan.
And Mark Boone Jr.
Listen, I was just ready. I was like, I need to see these men physically.
Yeah.
So, Ron Perlman looks like your regular old American granddad.
Yeah, and you were like, he's shorter than I expected.
And I just wanted to hug him a little bit.
Yeah.
Ryan Hurst didn't look as tall as he does on TV.
Yeah.
But maybe, then again, we were pretty far
he's
away.
He's surrounded by, like, Charlie Hunnam. Like, he's a short British man, like Tom Hardy.
He's 6 feet.
Yeah. Damn, Ryan. Why do you make everybody look so small?
Ryan's, like, 6'3", 6'4".
So him and Jared are very similar.
Yeah. And then Bobby. I know that's not his name.
Mark
I know.
Boone, Mark Jr. Boone.
Yo, the belly is real. So is the beard. It is all accurate. I was just like, but I kept staring. I was like, he probably smells so good.
I was just going to say that. But, and you say that every time. And I'm just like, I feel like I can smell him right now.
I feel like it's just it's a mix of like whatever wonderful cologne he must be wearing with cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that does something to me. Yep. Not like that. It's like a comforting thing.
Oh, I got you.
Like, this is something familiar, and I don't mind it.
He's like that old uncle that you just...
Who's kind of the fun uncle, but likes to bake cookies.
Oh, my God. You're terrible.
I love all of them. But it was
so really nice to see them all. Like, eyes with eyes.
I know.
In person. It's so,
I caught a goofy moment from Ryan Hurst, and I damn near keeled. I got dizzy.
You had a...
He went like this.
Did he? I didn't see this.
Like, the Rascals, yes. I was like,
I fucking can't. Also, right next to Ron was Christopher Eccleston from, he was from Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And Thor the Dark World.
Oh, Michael Rooker was there.
Oh, yeah, he was there too.
Oh, is that not who we were talking about?
No, Christopher Eccleston was that elf looking dude from the Thor the Dark World, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
That's all I know him from in Doctor Who. Because he's British and I love him. Billy Piper was supposed to be there, but I didn't see her.
Me neither.
John Lovitz was there. He didn't really have a big line.
I was more focused on my
tons
booze.
Of voice actors.
Yeah, for sure. The Naruto one was there. Ash.
Mario.
Yeah, Ash. Obviously Batman.
Billy West.
I was just going to say, what was that other one from Futurama, right?
Billy West, yeah.
There were so
He had many. A big line as well.
Listen, so that's that. But, like, the cosplayers, it was a little slow because we did get there, like, right on fucking time. Last time we had to wait in line. I suggest if you're going to go to these things, probably go, like, later in the day.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine what that shit looks like at night.
Because well, it's done at 7, yeah.
Well, yeah, but, like, later at night towards the end, like, I feel like that's when everybody's, like,
yeah. Night.
The cosplays were, it's anime is trending so hard right now. I saw one flipping Batman.
And he was a short Batman.
Oh my God, so short.
I think he was my height.
I think you're correct.
Yeah, I'm 5'1".
And he was walking around with a guy dressed as Cyborg, which looked dope.
Yeah.
The first thing we saw was one of those Halo soldiers.
Oh yeah, that was well done.
And, so much anime.
Yeah, there weren't any, like, big ones except for that one we saw outside.
We saw 4 Captain Americas at once. Oh, yeah. They were all standing in a circle together.
They were like, yo, hey, bros!
And there was one chick dressed as Bucky.
Yeah.
But, like, really not much.
There wasn't a lot of...
It was just a lot of anime. I know that, like, I know Naruto and I know Dragon Ball Z. And I think I saw Nezuko from...
What was that bushwalking thing again?
Oh, I forget. That's from one of the other... So there's, like, anime like Naruto and Dragon Ball Z and stuff, but then there's the other one...
Like the more darker, serious animes?
No, it's the, like, the Spirited Away, Kiki's Delivery Service. And yes. I know there's a very particular name for that, but I'm not going to sit here and watch it and then get trolled for it.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it was that side. Yeah, it was, like, one of those things that, like, it walks on all fours and it's face up and it's, like, a little bushy thing. But not a lot of horror.
Studio Ghibli?
Yeah, that's... See, sometimes I say Ghibli and I know that's going to piss somebody off. Yeah, Studio Ghibli. Yeah, okay. That's it. I think it's that side.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. That
it looks like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Demon Slayer. That's what I was. Oh, there Demon you go. Slayer stuff. Yeah. But.
And then there was also the Ghostbusters car.
Oh, the
couple
whole
Jurassic
exhibit,
Park cars.
That huge Star Wars exhibit that they had.
They had like screen worn costumes on mannequins. And then they had like a couple people, like they had a C-3PO in costume.
I had to FaceTime Javi and Kira because Mando was there with a little baby Yoda and a little fucking thing. And she was like, oh, Mando, where's baby Yoda? And thankfully he was like,
Jesus Christ.
I was like, okay, here it is.
And they had moving or like mechanized R2-D2s.
Animatronics? No.
Like they could move.
What was the gold guy? What's his name?
C-3PO.
Thank you.
The gold guy?
Was that someone in there?
Yeah.
That was a very tiny person.
Yeah.
Holy mother.
I mean, there was somebody inside the C-3PO in the movie.
Are you shitting me?
No. You didn't know that?
No, I don't. Star Wars is in my bag.
Yes.
And the only reason why I'm into Star Trek is because Chris Pine is in those movies, because I've not even watched the originals.
And there was a little person in R2-D2. In the original.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, that guy was like, with the little thing in his hands. Jam, dude.
I'm trying to think of what else was there. But the main attraction for me.
Yes. We'll get to that. Hold on.
Okay, okay.
So, obviously, tons of booths with, like, plushies and shirts and...
figurines.
And, yeah, a lot of merch stuff.
A lot of kitschy things like keychains.
So much art.
Oh, yeah.
Buttons, jewelry, keychains. Oh, my God. You name it.
Shirts,
it was there.
Hoodies, Jesus stuffed Christ. Animals.
Nothing of what I was looking for. Honestly, most of that stuff you could probably find at, like, Spencer's or
Hot Topic
or Newbury Comics or Boom.
Unless it was handmade.
Yes, like some like the artwork.
Yeah.
But like toys, figurines, and keychains and shit like that. Like, you could, or like, I feel like, you remember when we stopped at that one jewelry spot? I feel like that's more like an Etsy shop thing.
Yes.
That's what it looked like to me. Amanda bought art from some guy from LA who was not going to lie, a little strange. If that's what they're all like in LA, I don't want to go.
And it was a little expensive, but I was like, you know what?
He's probably a street artist.
Probably. I don't have any Godzilla art. Yeah. And it was like, I like the long skinny stuff. And I was like, okay, this is, I'm kind of like.
Digging it.
Do I want to spend the money? I feel like when I'm in environments I get loose with my money.
Yeah, he said one for 45 or three for 100 is what he had said. And I remember you were like, well, I like this Godzilla one, but these three Batman ones. And I was like, Manda, we could probably find those three somewhere online or something similar. Like, Godzilla is one thing.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, I could, like, find his art online and print it out.
You probably could, yeah. You... gave me the opportunity to get my little piece of art, which I'm obsessed.
It's Deadpool with. And Bucky.
And Bucky doesn't look happy, but Deadpool's great to be there.
And he has a thought bubble or a speech bubble with a little heart in it.
I love him.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fan of both.
I know. That's
and not the graphic novels, the fucking movies, get over it. So, no, because you know what? Some people are like, you don't even know. I don't give a fuck. I'm into it now. Who gives a shit how?
It's, yeah.
I support.
Yeah.
If I really wanted to fucking go there, I would go there.
Yeah.
I don't got time for that shit. There's a lot of fucking shit to catch up on, and I just don't have time for that.
That's a lot. That's like someone saying they want to start Supernatural, like, and like, okay, you got 15 years to go through, bud.
Oh, I know. So, where were we?
What you mean?
I just sounded like R2-D2.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I sounded like. We were talking about Supernatural.
Yes.
Oh, when we went shopping, and we were, and I announced something. I said something about Supernatural, and it was two ladies and a dude, and the guy was like, oh, yeah, that's a good show. And the lady was like, oh, I've thought about starting that. And I was like, ma'am, it is over 300 episodes, 15 seasons, 22 episodes a season, an hour each episode. She's like,
fuck
no.
Yeah, see,
I'm like, yeah, I know,
it's a lot, it's a commitment.
It is. So yeah, the movies, not the graphic novels, not any fucking books. Bucky as Sebastian Stan, Deadpool as Ryan Reynolds. Nope. Come at me.
Other way around.
What?
Sebastian Stan as Bucky, Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
No.
Yes.
No, I stand by what I said.
You said Deadpool as Ryan.
Yeah, I stand by what I said.
I hate you.
I stand by what I said.
You stand by what
I stand by what I said.
I hate you.
These characters have manifested. They chose their humans. These are their hosts.
Speaking of Ryan,
so many Ryans today.
My last day at my previous job, I guess he's filming a movie right now in Saugus with.
Don't tell me that.
Will
Oh, no.
And Octavia Spencer. And I looked it up. I was like, what the hell are those two doing in a movie together? And it's a Charles Dickens movie, a musical.
No.
And it's called Spirited.
No.
So if you're in Mass, Ryan Reynolds is in the vicinity.
I hope you stub your toe and end up at my hospital. I hope you break that bitch and just end up right there.
And you need blood taken because...
Yes, because I got you, boo. I'd fuck it up. I would lose my career. I would...
You, because you would lick him head to toe. I was just thinking that.
Assault him? Yeah, I would end up... And you know what? Proud of that, baby.
But I was just thinking, how are you gonna take his blood? Because you got a straight shooting hand.
I mean, my hand is pretty fucking steady.
Yeah, but if it's Ryan Reynolds that you're sticking, you're gonna be like, oh.
Yeah, no.
20 espressos deep.
Yeah, no, I'd pass out.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that because I can't stand Will Ferrell.
I know you can't, but it's a musical. It didn't even say that it's about Scrooge, though. It just said like a Charles Dickens tale about some magical journey.
I would really need to reconsider my priorities here and maybe
Ryan Reynolds needs to
maybe wait do until his... it's out and then I can just fast forward through all of the Will Ferrell scenes.
Maybe.
Because I cannot stand that
motherfucker. I can't see them in a movie together. It just doesn't clash.
I can. I can see it. Because if Ryan Reynolds is going to be himself and then Will Ferrell's going to try to tone it down, but like not tone it down in that stupid way that he does. Is yeah. Everything okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, continuing on with our fan expo, Manda. So the first time we ever went to one of these things, I remember our very last stop was probably like our most exciting stop, and it was on Source Point.
Source Point Press.
Yeah, they have graphic novels that they create themselves. They write and they do the artwork and all that shit. And I remember back in those days, it was just a little wee table that they had.
A little booth.
A little table is what they had.
Yeah.
This time around, it was like main event, center stage, like smack in the middle of everything, this huge spinning thing.
It was a four-sided booth, mind you. And then, yes, it had like a six-foot-wide rotating sign. It was like a banner.
It was insane.
That said Source Point, and I was like, hold up.
It's funny because we were like, oh, where are the guys?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're there.
It was literally looked like a UFO, like beaming.
Yeah.
It really did.
Oh, maybe that was the point.
Was that intentional?
Maybe. I don't know.
I should have asked.
But so when we saw Ben Goldstein, he has his own comic line with Source Point Press, and he was there manning it again.
So good.
And I don't know if he said this just to, like, connect with us so we'd buy shit, but he's like, have I met y'all before?
Mm-hmm. Well, we kind of like suck his dick a little bit on social media.
Well, yeah, because he's, I like him.
A lot of it. Like a lot.
I like them.
I know. I do too.
I've already posted about it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. So what did I get you excited. So I didn't get any of Ben's. I feel bad, but I already have his seance room.
I don't think he has anything new right now, but it is coming.
No, because, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but it's going to be a written form of his seance room series.
Yeah, it's like mini stories or something. Well, he said it's coming out next year.
Anthology, I know.
I mean, he told us. It's fair game, bruh.
All right, so one that I've been wanting to read for a while is called We Are the Rejected, and it's written by Stan Konopka. That's the name.
What is it?
And the art is by Corey Anderson, and it's just so pleasing. Like, it's a big-toothed man. His name's Mr. Teeth. And the rejected are, like, souls. Well, that he's kind of stolen, but you don't really know that till later. Like, kids that get, like, they're abused. They're, like, this chick who wanted to get, you know, an abortion, and she was beaten. Like, she took her own life. And the baby's life. And
so are these, like, limbo babies?
Well, Mr. Teeth takes these, like, rejected in life. Brings the souls into his little family, and then he kind of wreaks havoc on whoever did them wrong in life.
I'm not mad about that.
No, but he's got ulterior motives.
Of course.
So this is
is that the whole, all of it?
It is. It's the whole three books in one. The omnibus. That's what I was trying to think of. The complete omnibus. I don't even know if I'm saying that right.
You must be.
But the art's gorgeous. This one's all in black and white, but I don't mind it because it's supposed to be, like, shadowy and spooky.
Yeah.
The dude has really large teeth, circa Joker, but even more so.
Dude, scary.
The art's really pleasing
like
to
me. Like Arkham Joker.
Yeah, yeah.
That's literally all I thought of.
So, highly recommend Source Point Press, which I think you can't go, like, into Newbery Comics and find them. But I think if you have a local comic book store, you can call them and be like, hey, yo, y'all need to get some of these, and they'll, like, ship them.
You can probably order it through them, though.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And then the other one I got
is
called Black of Heart.
Uh-huh.
And this one is written by Christopher Charlton, and the art's by David Hollenbach. Yo, what I tells you is the art is just so, it's very noir, right?
Well, I just saw 1949. Oh, this looks a little like, yep, what you said.
Noir, yep. Yeah. So it's very it's muted color.
It's muddy.
Muddy, yes, that's a great way to put it. And there's only like one pop of color usually. Like it's a lot of.
And it happens to be a lot of red.
Yeah, well, because it's bloody as hell. But this one takes place post-World War II. 1949, yeah. And it's your typical detective noir. So you have the fedoras, the long trench coats.
This must be watercolor.
Detective, I honestly don't know. The detective has like a
drink.
Walk-a-boom. He's got a drinking problem, and he chain smokes, and he tries to catch a serial killer in New York City. And it's just so pleasing to the eye and to the brain.
That's gross. That's gross. That's very graphic.
Yeah, so the serial killer, like, dumps dames, like, females, like, in dumpsters, but they're always missing one eye.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
Ooh, that gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Wait, let me show you heebie-jeebies.
Oh, I don't want to see no more. I know they had one. I don't know if I... Oh, come on!
Sorry.
No! No.
But actually, apparently, in the foreword by Mark Kidwell, he explains that this Black of Heart was actually a book, and then did the graphic novel based on the book. And I'm like, you know what?
Here we go.
I kind of want it.
Yeah, you're gonna get it.
Because I'm sure. Oh, I'm gonna. So those are two from Source Point Press. I highly recommend.
They had that other one that caught my eye, but obviously I didn't get it. And it was the one with the rat.
Rotten Tail.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's like, it's kind of like what did he reference it to? Secrets of NIMH.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I was getting like a Mouse Detective vibe. And he goes, oh my God, yes. Because it's, you know, that dude.
The Great Mouse Detective. Yeah. But that's a rat. Those are mice. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he said it was vermin. Like, so it was like an abandoned house and people moved in and the vermin came up from underground and basically like fought back to get the people out of the house or whatever.
So there's actually.
But it looked disgusting and creepy and I was fucking here for
there it. There was, I'm probably not going to find it in time, but on this kid's like door, on his bedroom door, it actually has a Rotten Tail fucking poster.
Like a shout out.
Yeah, kind of like an Easter egg, if you will. So I'm not gonna find it.
You guys, if you ever make it to Fan Expo, look for the Source Point Press guys because they really are like amazing and they're so just.
They're passionate about what they do.
They are, and they're so good at just kind of pulling you in.
Mm-hmm.
And the artwork that they have on display is so amazing. Their covers, like, it's really good quality.
And stuff. I like that they actually have. Like, the writers and sometimes the illustrators working the booth.
Well, Ben is the writer, and the other guy that was there was an illustrator.
And I love that, because then, like, you can really...
Yeah.
I don't know.
You were complimenting on his artwork, and he was like, oh my God, thanks. I was like, look at you, little pussy. You're all bashful.
Come on.
So it's funny how he's like... He was like, oh, I've not heard such nice things. And I was just like, we probably are the first stop today. Because the thing is like, people, when I tell you that this was so heavy on the anime side this year, because anime is just trending so hard, I didn't see any horror cosplay. Did you?
There was like one Jason. That was it.
I saw, like, when we went.
Oh, and that one Pennywise chick. That's it.
Yeah, but she was there for promotion.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even like she was an actual cosplayer.
Well, I mean, she's famous for her cosplay.
No, I get that. But it's like, you're also working.
Yeah.
You're not just here for fun.
Yeah.
I mean, this is probably fun for you. I get it. But like, let's be honest.
Yeah, you're right. There wasn't like any. It was very disappointing, actually.
Yeah. So I don't know maybe if it was just because, I mean, this was the second day we were...
It probably
there
could have been
hella fucking early, so we were probably the first stop. Because then after we were there, there was one chick that came up behind us, and she was like, "Oh my God, you guys are amazing!"
Yeah,
He's like, this is so nice, two in a row. And I'm like, are you flattering us? Because that's a total sales thing. And that's sketchy. But okay.
But if they're writers. They're not sales. Well, I mean, maybe they're good at both. You have to be. I know.
Reason why I make no money is because I don't know how to sell my product.
True. Well, not true, but.
No, it's true.
You and me both. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's because you got to.
You have to sell your shit. You have to.
But they make it feel like legit. What they're
Course, that's the whole point. But I mean, they're great nonetheless, and their stuff is great. Their stories. I have the other ones, the Holliston,
which is actually like a Massachusetts based comic.
I think I have two of those, and I flew right through them. They were so good.
Yeah,
I would have gotten some while we were there, but honestly, I don't even know which ones I have here. And the only reason why I even got into it is because it looks like Sam and Dean.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Yeah,
because they. created it off of Jared's face.
Yeah, but they didn't intentionally do it off of Jensen's. Mm-mm. But still.
Vibes for days. Yeah. So anyway, that was fun.
So apart from that, can I just go through that little book haul that I did?
Yeah. Oh,
God damn it. Let me see those.
These?
Yeah.
Hang on, let me get my notes. Those are yours.
Thanks.
Damn, so girl.
One was a gift that Lily got me.
Shout out.
Yeah, thanks. The Midnight Library by Matt Haig.
Which I have seen around. I've heard some decent things, but I can't speak to if it is decent or not.
According to Lily, it's about this chick who's like sick and tired of her boring ass life, and she walks into this library, and every book that she picks up, it's basically a what could have been of a life of hers or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the other ones that I got were two of your favorites.
Oh!
So I got Seed by
Anya Alborn.
Thank you. And I also got Brother. Now, I told you that Seed, not really my thing.
No, you're not really into the spooky things.
But this is my shout out to you and my bookcase.
Aw, thanks.
So it's only there to remind me of you. And aww. Then Brother, I read this. This is I think I'm gonna like this.
You want to read it?
I think, well, my bookmark is in it. I have not.
No, the synopsis to the people.
Oh, do you want me to? Okay. So deep in the heart of Appalachia stands a crooked farmhouse miles from any road. The Marls keep to themselves, and it serves them well so far. When girls go missing off the side of the highway, the cops don't knock on their door, which is a good thing, seeing as to what's buried in the Marls' backyard. But 19-year-old Michael Morrow isn't like the rest of his family. He doesn't take pleasure in the screams that echo through the trees. Michael pines for normalcy, and he's sure that someday he'll see the world beyond West Virginia. When he meets Alice, a pretty girl working at a record shop in the small nearby town of Dahlia, he's immediately smitten. For a moment, he nearly forgets about the monster he's become, but his brother, Rebel, is all too eager to remind Michael of his place.
That book was so good. Another favorite.
I'm excited because I already know that this is just little brother trying to live his own life, I'm assuming here. And big brother is like, no, you need to stay on the dark side.
Yep.
I can't wait to be quite honest.
And I love Alice because she's a little goth. So
of course, she must be. So this one I bought because TikTok told me to. And to be quite honest, I'm not 100% sure why I bought it.
You're talking about The Silent Waters?
Yeah, The Silent Waters by Brittany C. Cherry. And I think this is an indie writer.
Seems it.
It's an Element series. And this is book three. I don't have one or two. Honestly, I'm not even going to read this because...
It doesn't even tell you really what it's about.
No, it doesn't. So, but I remember seeing it and whoever talked about it, I was like, ooh, that sounds good.
Mm.
So I'll just keep it at that. Y'all can just look it up yourselves. And the other one is Whispers and Roars by Kay Webster. This is another one, honestly, that I'm not even sure
what it's about.
Yeah. But I remember
it sounds someone
saying that it just had a huge impact on them. So I was like, ooh, okay. So, and I would read this, but it reads like slam poetry, and I'm not going to do it any justice. So you can look up The Silent Waters. It's in the Element series. It's book three. I think I got these on Amazon. And then Whispers and Roars by Kate Webster. And I know that these are both indie writers because it took like 2 weeks to get to my house.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's how you know.
Yeah. And actually, they all came together.
So, oh, maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Because they have to wait for everything to come in.
Well, you can choose how to ship yeah. things to your house. So, I mean, I did do fewer packages, but
that's
anyways.
Quite the haul.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot more book hauls than I have.
Do you see my, I need to get another one of those art I've been, caddies.
So when I moved out of my apartment.
I'm hot now. Are you hot? Because I'm hot.
You do what you want. I'll tell the people.
Okay.
When I moved out of my apartment and back home, thanks COVID for laying me off. I'm good now though.
Yeah.
I have a shit ton of books.
Oh, God.
So I have a storage unit, and I put like my plan was to only bring home those that are unread,
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly what I did. So I only have one little bookcase, and I have a shelf with one row of books that they're all unread so that I can actually, so I have 20 boxes of books still in my fucking God. Storage unit, but I've read them all. I think at this point. And so I'm trying to like literally work through my to be read, which is a lot.
I'm sure. Well, I have more books unread than read.
I don't.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like so hard not to try to buy new ones for a long time.
Like that middle shelf.
That one?
Yeah.
That's all the Harry Potters and Twilight that you've already read.
And then on the top shelf, most of those.
Yeah.
Like
I have the new You book, but I haven't read it yet.
Well, the series kind of ruined that for us. And actually, I'm kind of mad at myself for watching the series, but are we ready for season 3? Because. But anyways, so I think there's probably like six or nine books on that top shelf that I've not read. And then on the bookshelf on top of my bookshelf, because your girl had to, I've not read any of those except for Six of Crow. And then I've got some poetry in there. I've got all of Edgar Allan Poe's completed works.
Yep.
I have a little stack of Stephen King that I'm never going to read. That's probably another shout out to you, to be quite honest.
I don't know why you buy those if you're not going to fucking read them.
That's not true, because listen, I know that a day will come where I'm going to be like, listen, I want to read something different. And I have different.
True.
And like that whole bottom shelf on my caddy is all of my subscription books from Book Reveal. That second one is all books, I think, to be quite honest, that TikTok made me buy. And then the top one is Colleen Hoover and Jamie McGuire, who I've read, and they're books to be read, but also books that I completely loved. And I was like, you know what? This doesn't deserve to be on my Kindle shelf forever. I need to buy it.
Oh my God.
So I have, listen, in my Nook app, I have over 65 books that I have read.
Oh.
So it's not like I'm just buying books for show. It's just that all my actual red shit is on an app. Yeah.
I will say right now I'm reading Christine by Stephen King.
How big is that? Is that bigger than It?
No.
But it's hefty.
It's about 525 pages.
What
am I? No. But it's so funny because it's been sitting on my shelf and I know the story, but I'd never read the book. Because I'd just seen the movie.
I mean, I feel like it's hard to backtrack like that sometimes.
But I like it because obviously there's so much more to it.
Yes, you're right. But it's like, I'm 100 pages into It and I was like, I can't do this for another 600.
That's hefty. But it's like two different stories are happening kind of at the same time.
And the thing is I've already seen the stories.
Yeah.
And he takes 30 pages to describe a carnival. So I'm losing my patience. And I even did like the audiobook, and then I went and I bought the book to follow along with the and I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do and nothing to the audio guy because he did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
You know, but I couldn't.
It isn't for everybody, so I understand.
No.
But he's my cup of tea. So
I know.
Yeah. What we do have one thing to talk about.
Oh, yeah. So we actually started talking about this a couple episodes ago. Jack Ryan is something. Because, you know, we're like on this John Krasinski, I don't know what.
Bender.
I guess, yeah. So you had initially watched season one, and then I went and I binged season one in a day. And I'm up to like episode 5 on season 2.
Mm-hmm.
You gave it a what? A 9, 9.5?
See, yeah, because at that time I'd only seen season 1.
Girl.
What?
I gave it like an 8.
Okay, that's not that far off.
Yeah.
It's also not your cup of tea.
It's not. I hate that it's not.
But it's my cup of tea.
All I want. Listen, I've been watching.
It's sort of my cup of tea.
I've been watching that and another thing that we're going to talk about next week. And all I'm itching to do, it's like I'm getting anxious because all I want to do is watch SOA because right now I'm riding the Ryan Hurst and Boone and fucking Perlman. Yeah. Like,
wave.
Yeah, I'm on it. And I just, that's all I want to do is watch.
Yeah, but then you also told me you wanted a tattoo of Ryan Hurst, of Opie.
We don't want to say it out loud because then other people will want to get
it. I know,
it.
But you lost your opportunity.
Because, listen, here's my thing. First of all, I can get his signature off Wiki.
Yeah, but you don't want his signature. You want the written phrase.
Oh, yeah, but I wasn't going to have him write it. No, I don't know what his chicken scratch looks like.
Oh, that's true.
That would have been dope, though. But I don't want that chicken scratch. No. No.
What if he writes elegantly? You don't know.
I doubt it. Have you seen the size of his hands?
True.
A fucking pencil is like a toothpick is in his hands. It's no. You don't write elegant. No calligraphy here from those gigantor hands.
I got you. I got you, okay?
Can you imagine him in olden times trying to write with a feather? What the...
Why did I need...
You went down this road, lady.
Today, my beloved.
Oh, Dean, calm down. Oh, shit, the mic. Right here, I got you.
Oh,
can you imagine his...
There'd be no feather, it'd be in his palm.
Ogre hands? Oh my god, no.
Shrek hands?
Yes! Oh shit, I have stamps. These are expensive.
You're crazy. So Jack Ryan. So
yeah, we're dealing with a lot of Ryans these last couple episodes.
So season two takes a totally different story. Yeah, Venezuela. But it's still John Krasinski and his boss. But now it's like the president, right?
Can I go back a little bit because?
Oh sure.
You were able to discuss season one, but I had not seen it at that point. Can I just... I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
Nope. I'm going to say two things. I didn't buy the chemistry between him and that lady.
Oh, no.
It was not there for me. Second thing, it was really disturbing watching Hanin almost get raped.
Oh, I know.
That was... I was like, oh, my God. Somebody stop this. Like, I...
And the military men watching it from the drone.
Oh, I totally would have been court-martialed or whatever because I would have bombed that motherfucker twice.
Yeah.
Not just once because, you know, if Zombieland taught me anything, it's double tap.
Yeah. Always double tap.
Yo, that motherfucker was like a cockroach.
I know. But but that's like, I'm sure they deal with that all the time.
Oh, I know. And that's part of the anxiety. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, it was just so, and then her daughters were watching and I was like, oh my God, no one's going to stop this.
And then when they almost got on the boat and that bitch came back, I was like, what?
Yo, I was
and that's why I liked season one so much. It was in the shit.
It was a
banger. I wasn't really feeling that. In the second season?
I don't know what fell short. I only got 5 episodes in. I know I only have like 3 left, but I'm just like, I don't want to watch this no more. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either. Because that chick from the first one isn't even in this one.
No.
It's like she wasn't even around.
She's What Happened to Monday. That lady.
Yeah.
She's so great. I love her.
I know, but she's not even in season two. Our few regulars. So Jack Ryan, his boss.
And that dude that has different names everywhere he goes.
That dude.
I don't think it has anything to do with the cast. Because let me tell you, the Venezuelan part of that cast is...
Oh, yeah, fire.
On fucking point. On I'm fire. Like, oh, my God. Because you know what I was thinking the whole time? In season one, you know how, like, obviously they were in Syria?
Yeah.
But they were also dealing with Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I wonder if those are, like, authentic. Like, I wonder if to the people of Syria, if they would hear that, like, if that actually sounds legit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I've seen TV shows, like, SOA and Mayans, right? Mayans, which is, like, Mexican. And I know that there's actors on there. Like, J.D. Pardo is one of them. His Spanish is not very good looking, okay? And you can hear it when he is speaking the Spanish on the show.
Yeah.
But this... Esta Venezuela, eso estaba... Yeah! I was like, oh my God!
It did feel legit.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
I liked it.
On all fronts.
Mm-hmm.
Except when the white people were talking it. That just, it was not good.
The white people were talking.
No, because there's that dude that coordinates between Jack Ryan and Venezuela in the office.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, honey, stop it.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I don't.
That one wasn't really like a, because the first season was more terrorism.
Yeah, there isn't a sense of,
This one was more political.
Maybe that's what it is. Well, yeah. There's weapons involved, no? Oh, and that guy from The Mummy was in it.
Oh, yeah, Imhotep!
What are you doing there? You're not even Spanish!
When he popped up, I was like, yo, Imhotep, why you in everything,
yo,
bro?
For real, I was like, where's Brendan? Where's Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
He must be
He's in Boston.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, but I didn't...
Yeah, I feel like it was... Season one was so fucking good.
I feel like there's something... You know what it is? Is because there was a sense of urgency with season one. Because there was a timeline. And they're like, oh my God, he gonna release Ebola variant, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're all gonna fucking die. And like, we, I think, as a people can... You know, well, for
relate.
Those of us... For those of us who were around when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
And then there was an actual Ebola outbreak.
Yep.
I think that hit maybe a little closer to home, and that fucking sucks because I feel like I'm profiling here.
Well, no, it really happened.
That I know, but it's like, just because, and
I know what you're trying to say. I know what you're trying to say.
Because he talked about, when he was giving that class in the first episode, and he's like, oh, like, what countries do you think that we should be afraid of? Venezuela was not even on the radar of any of the students, and he even said... That because they're not on the radar, they should be on the radar. Mm. Basically.
And basically, then the whole season's about
Venezuela. Yeah, and it's like they're moving stuff around, and it's like weapons. I'm pretty sure that's what it's about.
That's another thing that kind of surprised me in the first episode. He's like, well, the way that season one ended, it's like, hey, I'm going to Moscow, and I booked you a flight, boo. And then this one, he's like all of a sudden a senator's political aide. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I don't really know what happened. I'm not hating it. It's just, it's giving me, like, I'm at five episodes in, and I'm still, like, I'm waiting for it. I think that's what it is.
I feel, yeah.
And I feel like it's because there's still too many questions unanswered, whereas season one, questions were being answered gradually. Like, we were figuring, like, you really got to see Ryan work his brain and connect the dots, and I feel like that's missing here.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. Because he's getting half the story, and then the other dude is getting, what's his name?
Well, the president, I forget.
No, the other, his partner, the black guy.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I don't remember.
Why do we suck? I want to say it's green, but it's not green. Is it?
No.
Is that it?
No.
Hold on. Bear with me, people. John Krasinski. Where is it? Son of a bitch. Jack Ryan. Oh, my God.
Greer.
That was fucking close, dude. Yeah. Anyways, so it's Greer, and then Matisse is the other one that's in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Jack Ryan, Greer, and Matisse. And I feel like what's happening is that Jack Ryan is getting half the story, and then James Greer is getting the other half, and no one's communicating.
Yeah.
And I feel like, well, Ryan's kind of grieving. Like, this is a personal thing for him right now because his homeboy died.
Oh, yeah. The senator.
Yeah, so
That was like episode one, so it's not a big spoiler.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's like, he basically tells the story of how, like, the senator saved Ryan when he fucked up his back or whatever, he almost died, and how he owes him everything, and then, like, by the end of episode one, the dude's dead.
Yeah.
So, and then from there, it just becomes, like, this vendetta, and I think that's what's bugging me.
Maybe.
Is that it's personal.
Mm.
Like, you don't even care about his homeboy. You just want to take down your best friend's killer.
Yep, pretty much. I don't know. I give season two is like a...
Noomi Rapace was the other
one. Yeah, I loved her. She was in Sherlock Holmes' Game of Shadows.
Yes, that's where you know her from. I know her from Something About Monday. There's Something About Monday on Netflix.
So yeah, that's about it. But I'd give it like an 8, 7 this time.
Season one, 9er for sure.
Oh, yeah. Season two, though.
But I'm only 5 episodes in. I know that you finished it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like at an 8, but like kind of tiptoeing downwards to like a 7.5.
Yeah, I'd give it a 7.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens with season 3.
Yes, ma'am. But that's all from us this week.
Yeah. So.
I gotta pee, so.
Ara, ara.
Can we say goodbye? Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.